Rusty Quill presents.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That was... what the hell happened? He seemed absolutely fine 1 second. Well, as fine as he could be, all things considered. And then all of a sudden he went ballistic and started screaming at me. He only got hostile when he found out that I was recording.
Are you talking to yourself? It doesn't matter. Bella has been screaming nonstop since you walked through that door. I tried my best to identify exactly what these specific barks meant, but I'm pretty sure she's just terrified that you were gone. Separation anxiety, maybe.
Yeah, she gets like that sometimes. Bella, it's okay, little girl. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm sorry I had to leave you, but I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, okay. So, how'd it go in there? Was it insightful? Did you learn anything? You're in there a while.
Honestly, I'm not even sure. We were still probably mid-conversation, and then all of a sudden he just started screaming at me.
He just randomly started screaming at you. Any clue why? Was it something you said? Something you did?
So my phone started beeping mid-recording because the battery was dying. And he did not like that. At all. Speaking of that, do you mind if I plug this in?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. Yeah, I get it, though.
Get what?
Well, I get why he'd be upset. I can sympathize with that. If a stranger came up to me while recording and started asking me random questions, I'm sure I wouldn't like it either.
No, that wasn't even the issue. He was fine with answering all my questions. He was fine during the entire interaction. Well, as fine as he could be. He only seemed to get upset after he knew I was recording. And I may just be reading more into it than I should, but it almost seemed like it was something more than just recording him that made him upset. I got the vibe that he really didn't think I should be recording any of this.
Ha. Huh. What gave you that vibe?
I'm not even sure. It was just a feeling. I told him that I'd been recording since moving to the house, and he seemed fine. Didn't say a word about it. And then my battery started dying, and he screamed at me. Stop right now. Turn that off. That is what they were...
Is that what they... What?
That's exactly what I said.
And wait, who are they even talking about? Who are they?
I've been saying the same thing for what feels like years. I have no idea who they are. Maybe the staff? Maybe the people that listen to my audio diary thing? No. It can't be them, because they don't exist. But he seemed really freaked. Am I doing the wrong thing here? Should I stop recording?
No.
Oh. Why? What good is it really doing? I mean, nobody even listens. It's just me sending this thing out into the void. What's the point?
Look, Nate, I really have no idea why you record. I don't know why you haven't stopped yet. But you, and I don't mean to offend you in any way, but you seem like a very neurotic and anxious person. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes. Yes, that is definitely accurate.
Does recording everything make you feel better? Like a comfort thing, or a security blanket, I guess.
Yeah, actually, it does. Like I said a few times already, my memory has been terrible since I moved here. Well, honestly, it's been pretty bad for a while. Probably since I was a kid, but that's not important. But yeah, recording does make me feel a little better. It's nice knowing that if I don't remember something, I can at least try and go back to jog my memory.
See? So it's helpful. I don't want to tell you what to do. But if it's making you feel better, don't stop. I'm sure he was only talking about the staff in there. I'm sure that recording in there is a big no-no.
You know what? You're right. This is good for me. I mean, it started out as something that I thought other people might be interested in hearing, but it turned into something bigger and better.
It's something just for you. It's great, Nate.
Yeah.
So, other than that, did you learn anything else in there?
Yeah. He basically retold me everything that happened on that trip. But he went into more detail and filled me in on what happened after.
Well, what did he say happened?
He said that nobody at his college knew a damn thing. Nobody remembered any of the students. Nobody had even heard of the professor that orchestrated the whole trip. It was as if the whole fucking thing never happened. And then he tried calling home to see what happened, and no one ever picked up the phone.
Maybe they were all just busy.
I think that's just too big of a coincidence, don't you? He said he called his parents, friends, grandparents, cousins, nothing. I find it very unlikely that they would all be busy at the same time.
True. That is weird. Did he say anything else?
Yes, he did. He said that after he made all those unanswered calls, he began walking to his dorm and saw a message board with a notice that caught his eye. He said it was a black sheet of paper that had strange markings in the corner. A large triangle with a hole gouged out in the center. And he said there was some handwriting in red on the bottom. It said, "You have seen things that should not be seen. Felt things that should not be felt. You do not need to be alone anymore."
Wow.
And it included an address. Which, of course, he couldn't remember. That's where he sent the letter. And then shortly after that, he was stuck here and couldn't go home. They had him tell his story over and over and over until he couldn't talk about it anymore. Like, actually couldn't physically say the words.
Very weird.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Same thing happens to me. You know that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. All right. Let's head back. I have to get to work soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, what are you going to do now?
That notice he saw on the board. The one with the address that he sent the letter to.
Yeah? What about it?
I vaguely remember a few letters I read when I first got here that mentioned some website. Apparently there was a message board on there that also had an address where people could send their experiences to try and get some sort of help. The internet wasn't really even a thing back then. So I think maybe if I tried Googling that cryptic phrase that was on the notice board, I might have some luck.
Huh. Maybe.
It's not much to go on, but I'm trying something new and choosing to be optimistic about it. I'm going to find that site. I will.
Hey, now there you go. Good for you. Life just seems to go a lot smoother when you have a positive attitude.
Thanks. And thank you for taking me here. Your support really means a lot, John.
Hey, my pleasure, all right? All right, I need to be at the police station in a little under an hour. It looks like it'll take, a little under an hour to get you home.
Well, I mean, if you're in that much of a hurry, I'm sure you can put the siren on.
I'm not gonna do that.
Are you sure? It would be really cool if you did.
No.
Fair enough.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.